Avodizor per gimel mishnevov. Misha oye beisi samach lavodizor venofal. Somebody has a wall that he shares his house between his house and a church and a beis avodizor. Venofal, the wall falls down. Also, the yid is not allowed to build it. Also, levnoisai. Because you're building a wall, you're building a makom for avodizor. Two reasons. One reason is lifnei leisitei mechshu. You're building a place for avodah zarah, for ivdei avodah zarah, and there's lifnei even legabei a goy. The other reason is because to do anything to be mahana to shtal avek and avodah zarah in a more serviceable way is also awesome. Keita yasa. What should he do? Koines b'tech shalei arba amas ubayne. He has to withdraw into his own rishus and build the wall without being b'shutfis with the guy on the other side. Good person theoretically was back to back with the church, and in Shals you have a question of plumbing, and the questions of redoing the plumbing or the electricity in a way that's mahanah them as well. You have a real Shal? You have to ask. Now it's important to point out that what we're talking about over here is that he had an existing house, and then a church moved in, a Beis Avodah Zarah moved in next door, so they can't asur up his wall. Normal, what they have is they own the wall itself. Half the wall that's on their side is theirs. They can't asur up his wall, even though Be'etzim it's one wall together. The Rishonim bring over here a different possibility from the Gemara. The Rav learns that pshat, is that we're talking about over here where it's not a church that has an Avodah Zarah inside. So you're helping out another religion. So Meli, you can't be Messiah. Yeah, you can't build a wall with them. It's a more serious problem. The problem is that they made the house into an Elil, and they're worshipping the house. The house itself becomes Yisuri Hano. So the house itself becoming Yisuri Hano, that's a problem. So there we have to say that their worshipping their house could ask up only what belongs to them. So the Maisei Ha'akum that are bowing down to that house doesn't ask up his side of the wall. Mamela, he can't build the wall if it falls down, but Kol's man that doesn't fall down is allowed to keep on living there. The next line, the Mishnah, really sounds like a Mishnah from the first parak in Bava Basra, that the wall fell down. It was understood that the Mokum HaKoysel, he can't withdraw into his own space. The place of the wall itself belongs half to him. So Nidon Mechza Mechza, we see, let's say, the thickness of the walls in Amma. We see half an Amma belonging to him and half an Amma belonging to the base of Avodah Zarah. Avonov, Eitzov, Vaforei, Mitam, Kisheretz. Everything that's in this house, or let's say the house is destroyed, and they want to cart away the debris. What from that can be used? Everything over there is Osir. Lashon of the Mishnah is that's Mitame, Bemaga, like a Sheretz. Shenema Shakitz to Shakzen, the Torah compares. Now, the difference between other Tumas is that the Tumah of a Sheretz is Mitame only Bemaga. Rabbi Kiva Oime is mechadish an extra level of the din. Kenido, that's metam b'mago b'masa kenido. Shenema tizrim k'maydova is a pasuk in Yishai. It talks about Avodah Zarah. Scatter the Avodah Zarah k'maydova like a nido. Tzei toim aloi. Tell him to go out. Expel him. Ma nido metam b'masa av Avodah Zarah metam b'masa. That's what's in schadish l'fi shitas, Rabbi Kiva. This last sheet of Rabbi Kiva seems to be halacha because brought b'stoma as a Mishnah in Shabbos. Mishnah Zayin, Shloisha Batim Heim. Bayis Shabonim Mitchil Lavoidizora, Hareze Osa. The three halochas that negate a place which is Miyuchid Lavoidizora. If the house is built, that should be like we mentioned in Mishnah Vov, as a Mokim Lavoidizora. That means it's built as a place to be worshipped itself. Hareze Osa. Because since it was built, even though it's mechubal karka, but as soon as it's built, since it was built by the Odom, so it has a din that it's Nesar, even if it wasn't worshipped yet, it was built and it was miyuchad lekarka. Mishas b'niyah, it's awesome. Now the case that we just mentioned is dafka, when it was built lechatchil l'shem avodah zarah. If it was built not l'shem avodah zarah, it would have to be when it's worshipped befoil. The yichud itself would not be enough. We'll see in Mitzvah Hashem later on that it could be there's a difference between if a Yid built it or if a Goy built it. Agav, the Nusach that we mentioned, that the house that's built is not mechubal lekarka, or rather that it is mechubal lekarka but doesn't have a din of har mugvois that we had earlier in the parak, because it was built l'shem kach, because ma'isi the other mekarka over there where we had machlokes tanaim about it. Over here one could say is that there's also a difference because a tree now is completely mechubal lekarka. Avonim, even if they're built into the ground, the even kishala atzmoi is not a davar mechubal lekarka. This is a nidin that's known in Shas as tolush v'lebesov chibroi. It's something that's tolush min hakarka, v'lebesov chibroi becomes part. Things that become part of the ground, do they have a din mechubal lekarka? Pais can even discuss it from a chesh mishpat standpoint in terms of kinyonim. A house, what could you be kind of a house with? The land is karka. But what about the house that's on the karka? Let's say that the house is sold and the land is still owned by the developer. With what do you sell it? With kinyonim of mechubar or kinyonim of talush? The major need in the poskim. It's a long choice about it. It's pointing out as an example of where this expresses itself. Now the Mishnah says the second case. Sidoi v'kiroi. These are renovations that are done. He puts lime on the walls. He finishes. He does painting. He does scraping. Kiroi is he puts decorations on the wall. He puts up wallpaper. V'lshoinenu. L'avoy d'zara. And he's putting it up in order that it should be a mokim yofa for service of avoy d'zara. V'chideish. The goy that builds the house is mechadish something in the house. L'shem avaydazar. Noito mashachidish. He has to take down the decorations, the furniture, whatever that's there. L'shem avaydazar. And then the house is mutter. If he takes down whatever was put in l'shem avaydazar, as soon as he takes that away, the yichud l'avaydazar goes off. What about a house that's built? It was a house. Hichnes l'toich avaydazar. It was a regular house, and now avaydazar, a cult, rented it, and they bring in avaydazar. V'hitziyah harezah mutah. It has nothing to do with the house. The house never became anything. The house was only a problem kol zman that it was used for avaydazar. So if you would have a church that's using rented facilities, that's for sure that if the church moves out, that a shul, a yeshiva, could buy the property and finish it. It's not about desire anymore. If the building was built for a church, for a monastery, that's where you get into all the shaylas. Famous yeshiva many, many years ago, the yeshiva in Staten Island, when Ramesha was alive in the 60s, when they bought the building, how to be mevatel avodah zarah, that's very complex. That's what we have to learn about, because over there the building was built l'shem avodah zarah, so the L'chari have the Reish and the Mishnah, Harei also. Shalosh avonim heim. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. There are three types of stones that are osur in the level of bittul that you need in order to be matter them. Evan shechatzova mitchilu l'shem lebimus. An evan that was quarried off the mountain l'chatchila for avodah zarah. Bimus is like a platform of an avodah zarah. It is avodah zarah. They worship the platform. Harezu asura. The evan itself mishas chatzivosa is also. Sida v'kira. L'shem avodah zarah. If then they polished the stone and they flattened it, whatever it is, noitel mashachidish, they'd have to take off that which was added to it, and then it becomes mutter. That's the bittul. The third is where the evan was an evan, hemen oleh avodah zarah. So v'silka harez muteres, once you take off the avodah zarah, same thing as the resha, that would be mutter. Sholosh asher is saying there are three types of ilonois that are asurim. And again, there's going to need three different types of bittul in order to undo the shem avodah zarah. Ilon, shenotu, mitchil, shem avodah zarah. Harez also, this is the case that we had it, even though it's mechubal lekarka, but yad odom yesh bo tvisa. So remember, the whole tree is also. What about gidoy upisloy? What would you have to do by a tree that was not planted by avodah zarah? And then gidoy upisloy, he cut it, he pruned it, l'shem avodah zarah. V'hichlif, and attack it grew new branches. Noitom ha'shehichlif, you would have to take off that growth which grew when it was already miyuchad l'avodah zarah. And that would be matter. In the first case, it's also. So you would have to uproot the tree, you would have to grind it, you would have to burn it, you have to totally get rid of it. Mamash like a getchka. The second one is as soon as you take off ma'asheh eschadish boit, which is the same thing that we just had by the bayis and by the oven. What happens if the tree itself was never planted l'shem avayt zar? Now you're using it as a facility for an avayt zar tachta, for people to come under the tree and worship. Bitla, once you mevatel avayt zar, that's the equivalent of taking it out of the building or taking this the getchke off the rack. Hareza muter. Ezehi asherah. By the way, we mentioned asherah. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Kol sheyesh tachte avayt zar, any tree that has underneath it an avayt zar. Reb Shimon Aimer, kol sheyivdin, I said, the tree itself has to be considered something sacred, that they worship the tree. But if it's just a tree that's providing shade, shelter, for the avayt zar, that doesn't have the shame asherah that's in the Torah. U'maisa b'tzaydon b'ilon sheyivdin, I said, it was a tree that they worshipped. U'matzu tachtov gal, they found underneath it a bunch of stones. Amalan Reb Shimon. Bitkus hagal hazeh. Check what's there. Ubedaku umatzu betzura. They found buried underneath a statue, a pestle. Amar lahen hoil latzura hen oivdim natil lahen esor ilon, the tree not. So Reb Shimon was mekayim a maisa shahoya, and he said that's kishitasa, that the tree itself that provided shelter for the pestle, over here it's the pestle, not the tree. But if the tree itself was worshipped, that would be the asherah, sh'olav nemar hadinei teruah.